Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for being on this beautiful day that the Lord has created and on this broadcast. I thank God for other broadcasts as well who come on Saturday morning or either Sunday. But thank God that we have programs every day where it pertains to the Word of God. We are in so much devastation. People need to hear something positive. Positive when it comes to God's Word. And God's Word brings serenity, security, and most of all, blessing. But I truly thank God for the Word of God in this hour. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit, that He is a person who brings us comfort and to bring us and to remind God said in His Word. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit. For you, my brothers and sisters, I thank God that you are alive today, those who did made it. And pray for the bereaved family, for those who have lost their loved ones and lost those who in general, praise God, who gave their life and sacrificed their life. Oh, praise God, for you know the Lord is good. And the crown of life, God got a crown for every one of us. Every tear that you shed, every sorrow that you shed, every disappointment that you share is in your crown. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. But the most of all, I truly thank God for being the God that He is, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. But thank God for His Son, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for the dying world. And there is hope, and still hope, if we just give ourselves, dedicate ourselves, surrender ourselves to Jesus. Everything will be all right. Everything will be well. But most of all, I truly thank God for taking this opportunity to share the good news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we bind up every demonic spirit, every witchcraft spirit, every warlock, hallelujah, all type of spirit that hinder the move of God. We break it. We declare it. We thank you, Lord, that you break in every yoke. They hold up your people, to hold up that individual in their ministry, in their calling, in their prayer. Oh God, I thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you heal someone who had been critically sick. But Lord, you broke the chain of sickness off of their body. So Lord, that they could go forward. I thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, by the body blood of Jesus. I declare it by the body blood of Jesus that that person be whole, well, sound mind, have the mind of Christ to go forward, to have the spirit of David to face the giant. Oh God, I thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you are bringing deliverance to someone's life. Lord, thank you. You are taking care of someone that they don't have to lose their home. Thank you, Lord, that you bless somebody with a home, God, with food on their table so they be able to feed their children. Thank you, Lord God, that someone got a job, someone being delivered, God, out of the hand of the adversary. But Lord, I thank you. Father, nothing too hard for you because your word says so. And God, we thank you that we can declare and decree your word. Your word is faithful. Your word will not go back to you void, but it will perform, manifest. Thank you, Lord, that you are God, and there is no other God beside you. Thank you for a miracle.
a modern day miracle in somebody's life today. And I thank you, Lord, that you will provide income, provide money, God, that they be able to buy school clothes. But Lord, I thank you. Cover your people, God. Cover them with your body and blood. I thank you, Father, for you are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord God, for being the God that you are, the God of mercy and the God of grace. But I thank you, Lord, for being who you are and what you are, that we can glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. And I thank God that we need to glorify our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We got to glorify God. We need to give God the glory, because if it wasn't for God gave us his son, Jesus, we would know about salvation. We would be lost today. But because he gave us his son, Jesus Christ, as a living sacrificial lamb of God, that he gave us his son, that we will pertain life, everlasting life. Life that we can receive, whether it be everlasting or eternal life, God will see to it that we receive the revelation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I truly thank God for his love and for his grace. And thank God that he blessed you today on this beautiful day, the day that you've never seen before, this beautiful day that the Lord had created for you and me. Praise God. We will never know about God. But thank God he allowed us, as his part of his creation, that he allowed you and me to receive the inheritance that is promised to us. And that is the kingdom of God. But I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. I'm going into the book of John. Pertain to the Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? Well, you know Jesus was talking about the Holy Spirit, praise God, from John the 14th chapter and the 15th chapter. But I thank God, the Holy Spirit is a person. It's not an it, it's a person. And I thank God, remember Jesus said, in John, the 15th chapter, that he must decrease for the Holy Spirit to increase. And Jesus was talking about that. That Jesus said, I must decrease for him to be increased. The Holy Spirit is in operation as we speak right now. It's a person. It comes to you in your spirit man. It speak to you in that still voice. It speak to you. Let you know what God said. Is he's like a reminder to remind you what God said in his word. To inform you what things about to take place. That's the Holy Spirit. That's his job. Is to inform us and what we need to know. And that's why it's very important that you have a strong discernment to discern the good and the bad. You must have that spirit of discernment. And thank God, the Holy Spirit is faithful. He's teaching you how to be faithful to God and how to walk uprightly through faith by trusting and believing in God. But I thank God for Jesus. Because God is good. And then the Lord said, and I truly thank God for Jesus. And it started at the 12th verse. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me, because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you. Now, Jesus was talking, praise God, about the Holy Spirit. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. But it says here, I thank God, they will do such things because they have not known the Father or me. And the fourth verse, I have told you this, so that when their time comes, you will remember what I warned you about them. I did not tell you this from the beginning because I was with you. But now I'm going to him who sent me. None of you ask me, where are you going? Rather, you are filled with grief because I have said these things. But verily, truly, I tell you, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the advocate will the advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. He was talking about the Holy Spirit. When he comes, he will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. But one thing I love about God, God will inform you of the righteous and the bad. God will inform you of the adversary. You have to watch him. Now, that's when the Holy Spirit come in, that Jesus let us know that he must go for the Holy Spirit to come in and do what he have to do with us. We have to receive the Holy Spirit because God is holy, and we have to have it. Praise God. You got some people say, well, I don't have to have the Holy Ghost. Yes, you do have to have the Holy Ghost. How are you going to see God without the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost is like a passport. It's like you get into the kingdom. He gives you an invitation. If you don't have the invitation, you cannot come in without that invitation. And I thank God. So you got to have the Holy Spirit as part of your invitation to enter into the kingdom of God, to enter into God's courts. And I thank God for Jesus. So my brothers and sisters, we got to learn to trust God and believe in God and to rely on the Holy Spirit for direction and rely on the Holy Spirit to have a gateway for us to enter into the courts of praise and thanksgiving and to hear what God got to say to us. So I thank God for Jesus. Let's rely on the Holy Spirit. Let us hold on to what Jesus said in John, the 16th chapter. Let us pertain to the righteousness of God, because the day or the hour, we don't know when Jesus is coming, but he's coming back for his people. He's coming back for those who believe in his word. He's looking for those who receive the Holy Spirit. So my brothers and sisters, let's stay firm in the word of God. Let's trust him. Have a great and blessed day.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or need prayer, you can reach me at 772-475-7083. Join me again next Saturday at 8:45 a.m. to hear the Word of God.